Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Okay, chickens, I may have calmed down now about my mini Jennies. No, I haven't. We are watching The Snowman and coming up with wild theories about Jennies. So as soon as the Doctor hears the word pond, we're immediately in the Ian McKellen snow globe lotto machine, which says there's danger. And Dr. Simeon's servant comes in and says, there's a guest, sir. It's Sherlock Holmes. So, of course, it's the Doctor playing silly buggers. He's got the big stupid pipe and the deerstalker hat and, you know, the whole thing, and he's carrying on. He's accusing people of things like, you know, like in a Sherlock Holmes thing where he's like, oh, because of this, that and the other thing, you must be blah, blah, blah. Like, because like you have a goldfish named Colin. And the guy's like, no, I don't. And he starts banging on the globe with his, he's got like a, you know, a little walking stick thing. A cane, I think they're called. What? Use your words, Adam. and then it says, he is not of this world. We are the intelligence. And the Doctor's like, oh, it takes one to know one. And the Doctor's asking what it does. And then Simeon's like ringing for help with like a little handle, you know, that servant ringing bell things on the wall. The Doctor is sonicking over his shoulder while he hypothesizes about the snow's plans. He goes, he can't use snowmen to take over the world because they're rubbish in July. Simeon's backup can't get in because they're locked out. He's like, what have you done to the door? And the Doctor says the snow globe needs a perfect duplicate of human DNA in ice form. And then he throws a folder on the ground. It opens up at one thing and he finds an article about a governess frozen in a pond. And then the servants finally get in to throw the Doctor out, but he's already gone. And Dr. Simeon's like, throw this man out, but he's already gone. He's like Batman. next thing, the Doctor is looking at the pond in question. Not Amy Pond, the actual pond, the frozen pond. And he says it's everything the snow needs. You know, obviously the DNA of the governess that was trapped in there when she died and was in there for days by the sounds of things. Strax asks the Doctor if he needs grenades, and the Doctor's like, what? He goes, Vestra sent me to give you grenades. Oh, sorry, I mean help. So Clara is up at the window. She sees the Doctor out at the pond and she gives him a little wave. She's like, woo! And she beckons him in as the pond starts cracking. Spooky pond. Spooky frozen pond. Simeon arrives at the house just as Vastra and Jenny and Strax are watching. They're like, what's he doing here? Clara inside tells Franny she won't have a nightmare because the doctor is coming to help, and she tells the story about, like, they say, is this going to be one of your made-up stories, like, you know, about how she invented fish, amongst other things. She's very Mary Poppins in this moment. And she's like, no, he's a real person, and he lives on at the top of a flight of stairs on top of a cloud. Anyway, and she's like, you know, the door starts opening, and she's like, well, the doctor's right here, so you don't have to worry. It's not the doctor. It's the evil governess made out of ice, and she is evil. She's like, and they run out, and the ice governess follows them into another room. And they're like, where's the doctor? And then there's a Punch and Judy puppet pops up, and he's got a sonic screwdriver in his hands and vibrates the governess until she shatters and explodes. And then the doctor stands up, and he's got the puppet on his hand. And then the puppet kisses him. It's really weird. So cute. Dr. Simeon has some weird antenna on the back of his carriage that he turns on, and it's spraying ice and or snow all over the house. And the doctor's saying, I don't help anyone anymore. And then sees himself in the mirror, and he's like, oh, I didn't even realize I put that on. His bow tie. Oh, this is just like in The Dark Knight Returns when Bruce Wayne doesn't realize he's shaved off his mustache. It's a great scene if you haven't read the comic book. It's so good. There's a thunder and lightning and everything. It's all going on. So, he's popped his bow tie on because obviously he's stopped moping up there on top of the clouds and he's back into helping. So Clara says it's cooler. And he thinks she's talking about the bow tie. So he's like, yeah, bow ties are cool. The governor starts reforming under the carpet. It's like a big lump under the carpet. So they all run downstairs, and Captain Latimer's there, and he's like, who is this man? And he goes, oh, don't worry, I'm Clara's gentleman caller, and we've been kissing. She's not impressed by this because she obviously has the hots for the dad. The housemaid says, there's snowmen growing in the garden. Vastra and Jenny and Strax all appear. And the housemaid screams at each one of them as they turn up, and then she faints. The governess starts coming down the stairs, so Jenny throws a grenade that makes a force field. She's one of the many Jennies. They're always ready to go. The Jennies. See, I'm away again with the many Jennies. Vastra says it's good to see the doctor engaging again. And the doctor says if the snow gets hold of the governess, it'll build an army of ice and it'll be the last day of humanity. And he tells them to stay there. Clara does not stay. She follows him and then she kisses him. Oh, yuck. It's a bit of editorializing for me. I don't like when the doctor gets all kissy. So they go to the door where Simeon is waiting for them with snowmen growing behind him with their creepy evil faces. And he says they've got 5 minutes to release the ice governess. You can see her at the top of the stairs banging on the force field thing. The doctor grabs an umbrella and then they go up through the force field, past the governess and up to the roof. The governess reassembles on the roof. She comes out the window as like bits of snow and then turns back into her. And there's like this conversation about, you know, why did you want me here? What am I meant to do? And the doctor's like, come on, you can do it, you know. And she uses the umbrella to pull down the ladder, which is above the house now. And they climb up the ladder and the governess follows them up the giant spiral staircase to the TARDIS. The TARDIS, by the way, is quite moldy. It's obviously been there for quite a long time. Clara is bewildered by the interior of the TARDIS, and the doctor explains, you know, it can travel in time and space. He's getting all excited. She goes out and circles around it and comes back in. He goes, go on, say it. Everyone says it. And she goes, it's smaller on the outside. He goes, oh, no, that's new. and then she asks if there's a kitchen, which is like, why? He goes, well, I like making souffles. Oh, my God. Because the Osmond Oswald, who was also Jenna Coleman, in the Asylum of the Daleks episode, kept talking about souffles, which we thought was just so she could say eggs, exterminate. Anyway, it's confusing. So she wants to know why he wanted her there. And she says, look, you're a good foot taller than I am. You could have easily reached that ladder. You brought the umbrella so I could grab it. Why? And he goes, he never knows why. He only knows who. And he gives her the TARDIS key. And then the governess is there in the TARDIS, and she grabs Clara, the ice governess, and starts dragging her to the edge of the cloud, and they both fall, like fully just fall off a cloud towards Victorian London. Inside the house, they see Clara fall to the ground, and Vastra's got a device that says she's dead. Inside the house, they hear the sound of the TARDIS, and it appears around Clara. And then we see her lying on a table, and Strax is fussing over with equipment. She's barely alive. The doctor is in the TARDIS examining the bits of ice that were the governess, and he's putting them in a box with a picture of the London Underground on it, weirdly. And he says he feels responsible for what happened to Clara. He goes, he thinks she'll live. And Vesta's like, her life signs are very weak. She wakes up when the doctor's there patting her on the head, and he says he knows she's going to live, and he gives her the key again and kisses her hands. And the doctor says, if he saves the world, will Clara come with him on his travels? And he straightens his bow tie, grabs the tin with the ice in it, and he holds it up to Simeon and says, I have what you want. I'll see you at your office. And then Vastra's pleading with him, and he sets the TARDIS moving. And we'll find out what happens next in the next episode, because the music started. I can hear it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.